The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hello, friends. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to jump in on the radio program at any time, please do. That number is 1-877-807-9977. I just cut the intro for the sake of time. We see what just happened in Newtown, Connecticut. A lone gunman killed 26 people at an elementary school here, including 18 children. And as stated, the Associated Press and local media reported the shooter, a 24-year-old male identified by CNN as Ryan Lanza, was also dead inside Sandy Hook Elementary School. A second person was in custody and undergoing questioning. Two handguns were recovered at the scene. Mayor Mark Boughton said several victims had been taken to local hospitals. Now, friends, when I see this kind of stuff taking place in our country, I'm after the last 40 years of hearing conspiracy theory added by state-run media, the propagandists, the conspirists, you can't really fall to the lot of ignorance anymore in believing that everything you're told, because what happens is when these things happen, friends, a lot of information is omitted, it's formed, the story changes constantly, and for some reason at the end of the day, it's exactly what the state-run media wanted, and what they wanted to do is they wanted to make the guns the criminals rather than the person pulling the trigger. And I think what we need to do is we need to take a step back. I told Jake right before the show, I said, listen now, I want you to understand something. I lean more to the conspiracy of what's going on today, because look at the immaculate timing, friends. What just happened 2 days ago? What happened? Rand Paul sends an email out telling everybody, listen, Obama's going to sign the UN a gun treaty agreement. If you remember right, James Holmes, during that period, it happened the same exact time. For some reason, James Holmes, nobody knows anything. Nobody's allowed to talk to him. And what happens is when you go back and look into what's going on there, there's a lot more information for some reason that people just don't want you to know about. For example, let's go back to the Sikh temple. You guys remember that one? That one took place in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Well, this gunman was shot by the police just like this guy was just today. And it's interesting how the story's changing in Connecticut today as well, because they said at first he had two handguns. Now they're saying that he had four weapons. See how it keeps evolving? Now they say that there was a man in a van that I was outside waiting for him. Why does it keep escalating into more and more? How come nobody ever goes to the point of, what was this kid being taught? Was he on dangerous psychotropic drugs? Who educated this man? Why is it Hollywood is promoting murder, and then when murder takes place, they want to take away the guns? How about we re-educate people as to using firearms and what they're used for?
Yeah.
But in saying that, friends, let's go to Sikh Temple really quick. Digital Journal reported on August 5th on the tragic shooting of seven people and injuring of at least 20 more at the Sikh Temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. At that time, it was reported that a single gunman was responsible for the tragedy and was shot dead by the police. How convenient. The same thing with this situation today, friends. He was shot dead. Nobody knows who shot him. Let me go to the next point. Sikh Temple. A witness at the scene described the event in that at between 10 and 10:30 a.m., four white males who were dressed darkly came in and opened fire on our congregation. And from what I am told, about 20 to 25 people have been hit. A second video showed a local man whose parents were involved in the shooting. And when asked what he knows about the situation, he says, the most I can learn, the most I know as of now, is that there were multiple shooters. There were multiple people, he said. It was a very well-coordinated thing. It wasn't haphazard. But how come we haven't heard anything about the Sikh shooter? How come we haven't heard anything about James Holmes, the theater shooter at the Batman movie? How come that was all concealed, friends? Again, pay attention to the timing as to what's going on. And don't tell me, Bradley, this is theory. No, go back and do your homework, because when you look in history, friends, you'll always find out that there was a brown shirt somewhere creating the crime only to bring in what? A new order. Over and over and over again. Your thoughts, Jake?
You know, I just was reading this quote that Rahm Emanuel had made, "You never want a serious crisis to go to waste." And if you look at any of these situations, they will exploit these situations. And as you said, they'll change the facts and steer them the way that they need to, because they won't let a crisis go to waste. So whether they perpetrate it, which that's not beyond governments to do.
No. Hey,
tons of times. Whether they don't.
Let's go back to Columbine. Mm-hmm. We were told that Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold walked in and shot 13 kids.
Yep.
And when they shot those 13 kids... when we watched the videos, how come that video was chopped up?
Mm-hmm.
How come kids inside of that school said there was more shooters than Eric and Dylan?
Yep.
And then there was two eyewitnesses, for those that didn't know, that saw those shooters. For some reason, they were at a Subway, and both of those eyewitnesses to those more than Eric and Dylan shooting up the school got both their heads shot off.
Yep.
And you never heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
How come we didn't hear about the tanks that were involved and the snipers that were involved? How come the police wouldn't go inside of that public building?
Yeah, how come we
don't? That school.
How come we don't know the Batman shooter, where he got all the money to get all the firearms and get all of the bombs, and the guy was on unemployment?
And they said the bombs were coming from a different direction. They said that he was answering the phone, going back to meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They say that there was more than one shooter.
Yep.
But then again, and his house was rigged, and he, for some reason, this guy, this mass murderer, James Holmes, he rigs his house, and he knows how to do it, and it's just amazing. And he takes all of his crimes that he's going to commit, and he sends them off to a school teacher. What a convenient ploy, friends.
It's just one man always, like you said, and there's no
always.
Way possible that one man can pull these sort of things off. These people are fed, and like you said, you never go into their psychotropic drugs. Are they taking any? Who's their psychiatrist? Who's been counseling? Who's been
not blaming the drugs?
You have to take responsibility. But ultimately, there's way more details to these, and what happens oftentimes, and as you just expressed in the theater shooting, it's an open case, the media just bludgeons it to death,
yeah.
So that we don't even really know what happens, because there's so much different feedback coming, and then after a week, it's all closed up, and nobody ever knows what the final conclusion of the matter is.
Yeah. And there's more information added little by little, and I understand that. It's going to come together that way, little by little. But why is this guy that walks in there with two handguns, Jake...
Yeah.
Why is he dead and nobody knows who shot him, number one? And why did it go from two handguns to hearing over 100 shots, according to the USA Today?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, two handguns, Jake.
Yeah.
No, he had a 9mm and a Glock.
So that's what, 10 rounds, I would say.
Did you also know that I can sit there and shoot at you with a 9mm, Jake? I can shoot you 20 times and you can still sit there.
Sure.
You would be in some pain.
Yeah.
But a 9mm wouldn't take you out that quick unless I got one of your vital organs.
Yeah.
But he walked in there with a 9mm and a Glock. And USA Today reports that they heard up to 100 shots.
Yeah.
How did that happen, friends? Well, let's see how they construe their story, because, friends, let me tell you what, construe they will do. And at the end of the day, you already see the socialist communists trying to implement,
right.
Guess what, friends? Gun control just 2 days after Mr. Barack Hussein Obama wants to disarm the American people. But guess what, friends? He's busy arming your enemies.
Yeah.
You better wake up as to what's going on. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, we're going to stay the course on the story. We'll come right back after this talking about gun control and what did happen at that school today? Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation. donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, again, if you want to jump on, lines are lighting up, 1-877-807-9977. Not going off on theory, friends, just facts. We're talking about the Newtown, Connecticut. A lone gunman killed 26 people at an elementary school here, including 18 children. And information comes out that he had a 9mm, friends, and a Glock in his hands. And then the USA Today, because they haven't had their stories corroborated yet together, said that there was over 100 shots that went off. Well, it went from the 2 handguns, now it went from that to 100 shots. Do the math, friends. Doesn't line up. Now they're saying that an official with knowledge of the situation said the shooter was armed with a .223 caliber rifle. 4 weapons in total were recovered from the scene. The motive is not yet known. Now we find out his brother was the one driving the van. They just found his dad dead and his mother dead. But I want you to hear this carefully, friends, because this is what gets me and this is what you see all across the country. If you want to punish a society, the way that you do that is you go for the most vulnerable. If someone is interested in punishing society where it's most vulnerable, they know that a school is a place where lots of young, innocent children, our most cherished members of society, are congregated and under their gun, literally. Children are often seen as easy targets to get even with society, or maybe it is with the school. We don't know what the primary target was and the primary motive. Well, how come they don't make such a big deal out of the guy that gets in a bar fight last night and he gets shot? You might hear about it, but they don't blow it in the wind like this, and they don't go for gun control because they know that that's not going to get the people's dander up.
And they don't go for justice.
No,
I mean,
no.
Do gun crimes or people that commit murder or acts of murder, why doesn't everybody say collectively together after something like this happens is, you know what, if you murder somebody first degree, you premeditate it, you go kill them, you are going to get the chair or you're going to be executed. All 50 states, period. Why doesn't the Supreme Court come up with something like that?
Well, you mean like reinstate our old laws
That's
in
right.
this country, life for
That's
life?
Right. That would be the proper reaction
I would
to crime.
So. Well, no, because what happens now, Jake, is remember the Supreme Court You know, God, according to the American people in their ignorance, mm-hmm. said that it's not a permissible objective for them to know the Ten Commandments, like thou shalt not kill.
Yep.
And then when kids go out and kill, guess what? Mm-hmm. They want to take away the gun.
That's right.
That sounds contrived to me. Either they're stupid or they know exactly what they're doing. And I want to say this, friends, they're not stupid.
No,
the American people are stupid for allowing this to take place in this country.
It's social engineering.
Jake, what encourages kids to do it? James Holmes.
Mm-hmm. No consequence to their, crimes.
No. Remember this Joker in Arizona just last year? Go ahead and talk, Heather. Hey, remember the Joker in Arizona?
Gabriel Gifford.
Yeah. Remember him? Man, they get a pat on the back by the their defense attorneys, and yep. they're told that everything is okay.
And
they get three squares a deal. They get nice warm rooms. They're coddled. They're taken care of. But what about the victims? Oh, no. The victims and their families, they have to jump over government to get government to do what they're supposed to do in the first place. And America needs to remember prevention is better than cure.
That's right. Yep.
And when people commit crimes like this, why are they not dealt with publicly?
Yeah. If I can say, I was doing some homework on James Holmes and even on the shooter for
Jared.
That's right.
Yeah.
Both of them are getting special treatment.
Yep.
And they're even, they said that Holmes is even flaunting his special treatment to the other inmates in prison because he's insane. He can't be charged because he's not mentally.
He can't help it. It reminds me of a drunk driver. He can't help himself, but he goes to the bar, pulls the money out of his pocket, gets the booze. He takes the keys out of his pocket when he's drunk. He jumps into his car, starts his car up, drives down the street and slaughters a family. But you know what? He needs help.
Mm-hmm.
He can't help himself. Forget about the victims. And this is exactly how the American people have been conditioned.
That's right.
And let me tell you this, friends, for those that don't understand what I'm saying, judgments, evil men understand not judgments. An eye for an eye means this. If you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. And that is love. And that is mercy on a society that understands real judgment. Because when we don't tolerate crime, guess what happens, friends? We can walk in a free society without having to worry about what the next criminal is encouraged to do by a lack of injustice through this judicial system, which is an absolute joke.
So now you see who caused or allowed the darkness. It's not just merely the criminal or the guilty one. It's who caused or allowed the darkness.
That's right.
You have social engineers that are literally engineering this type of mentality. When somebody can go to jail and not fear what the consequences for the crime they committed, and somebody can start to brag to other inmates how they're being treated, who can help it then? If a murderer can't help himself, who can help it? I'll tell you who can help it. You in society that are perfectly sane and perfectly able to go out and work and pay taxes so the taxes can promote this kind of crime so that we can all live in fear and wonder which school is going to get shot up next.
That's right.
Because our judicial system doesn't do anything about it.
It's sick. It is absolutely sick. And you know what's interesting, friends? This government is trying to criminalize you for having a gun to protect yourself from this kind
of
crime.
And those same schools that just got shot up today.
And that should tell you, that is very telling to me
there. Those same schools, that same school that just got shot up today is going to teach youngsters all across the nation because it's the product of the NEA and lobby and also the National Education Association is hand in glove with this stuff. They're going to teach kids that weapons are bad and that they're evil and that we should have a society without guns. Why? Great! So then the only people that will have them will be criminals.
That's
right.
They
can go to any school and hold it up anytime they want.
Well, who is this administration arming?
That's who they're arming.
Your enemies at every turn, friends, even Mexican drug lords to commit crimes against you. Where do you think this is coming from? Matthew Henry, a commentary on the Bible, said, "The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous and the transgressors for the upright." The wicked that are the troublers of a land ought to be punished for those preventing and turning away of those national judgments which otherwise will be inflicted and in which even the righteous are many times involved.
Yes, exactly.
That's proper perspective.
It is proper perspective.
But interesting, again, we're looking at this shooting, friends, in Newtown, Connecticut, and we're looking at the contradictions of the stories that are coming out even now. And we're talking about what is encouraging these people to commit the crimes in the first place. And look at this story. It's already being construed, friends, to what the state-run media wants it to work for. And guess what? You already have the socialist communists already talking about gun control. How about taking care of the victims first and foremost after we take care of the predator and the criminal? How about we do that? And we set them as an example throughout the land. Not this will not be tolerated in any sense of the word. But no, you have an administration that is signing a UN gun treaty just 2 days ago, friends. And it's the same thing that happened during James Holmes shooting at the movie theater, as well as Columbine, with the same administration. What just happened to be through Mr. Clinton's administration was Columbine.
Sure.
You need to draw the line dot to dot, friends, because it's all coincide one with another. I'm telling you, it is. Do your homework.
Just think how sick an administration is that they would use little children being killed for their own political gain, for what they want.
Yep.
Instead of taking care of that and justice, like you're saying, on the gunman,
yeah.
They're using those kids, and they're almost like, oh, good, we got another shooting going on so we can push our agenda.
This reminds me of the mentality of Rosie O'Donnell right after Columbine. She said, anybody that owns a gun belongs in prison. Well, what about you, Rosie? Then why does your bodyguard have a gun?
Mm-hmm.
See, the message is we can protect
That's
ourselves,
right.
But you peasants, America, you cannot protect yourselves.
Yes.
Why is she protected? Why is she guarded? Why is the president have all these people in this military and, well, you have special protections, doesn't he? Why does he have all of these people surrounding him constantly with guns?
That's right.
Why?
If you were really to lead by example, then you would get rid of your own guns.
I think that would be right. I think that's the way to go.
What if one of those guards just accidentally slipped and there was an accident with one of his guns? We don't need those guns. And of course they would never do that in their own system, because there's a class system here set up. There's an elite mentality. And if allowed, if the righteous allow, that elite mentality will then bring judgment upon those that have allowed it.
That's right.
You can't do anything without your permission, folks.
This all comes down to common sense. Heather, will you prove my point with the Columbine situation really quick? Friends, let's go back to 1999. And just for those that didn't know, that was the very, I don't want to say the massacre. I was going to say catastrophe, in which it was as well. But it was that massacre that started my ministry. I did 339 high schools after that massacre took place. And I want to tell you something, friends. Going into a public school now is pretty shocking. Why, and I've been saying this for 12 years on the radio, why do you have your kids in a public school in the first place? They have armed guards. They have fences around the schools. They have video surveillance cameras. They have metal detectors before you walk into public schools. This isn't America, friends. That's just not who we are. And they're turning everything, because of the American people, allowing them to turn everything against the righteous. When America, when we stand up and do the right thing, we eradicate the wrong. And it's time to do the right thing right now and quit dealing with this garbage. And I guarantee you over the next week, gun control, gun control, gun control. And the state-run media will get on your emotions, showing you all of these kids that were sadly massacred for no reason at all, friends. And I'm telling you what, I'm more mad about that than I am anything else. But we're going to come right back after this break, and I hope you're as jacked as I am.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet?
Just when you're saying
before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Folks, in a couple minutes, we're going to take your phone calls. 1-877-807-9977. Your thoughts as to what took place in Newtown, Connecticut today. Where a supposed lone gunman. They love those lone whacks, don't they? Those lone wolves, friends.
Lots of guns.
And for some reason, he's taken out, and nobody knows what happened. In saying that, if you'd like to call in and comment, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, new information coming out. They're changing the story as the new information comes out, which contradicts itself one after another after another after another. One of their highlights and their new updates, friends. For example, they said that he had a Glock and he had a 9mm handgun, two handguns. And now they're saying that he had a .223 rifle. They said that there was over 100 shots that rang out. 18 kids have been killed. And I want to address that really quick. And I'm going to throw it back over to Heather, and she's going to explain Columbine to you really quick. In the particular situation with Columbine, I want everybody to understand that there was over 300 cops that stood outside of that building. Well, you were told two kids were inside shooting everybody up. I want you to think about that. They had Glocks. They had M16s. There was tanks involved. They had snipers involved, friends. I have pictures of these police during this particular day, April 20th, 1999, that sat outside of the building while these two kids were shooting everybody up. Shields, armor, everything that they could possibly want or need to go in and assault someone that is killing those kids. The cops did not go in this particular situation. And their reasoning for that, they said that they didn't know what they were up against. Now, I'm not trying to be a hard guy, friends, but I do want to let you know what this boy is made out of. You shoot at my kids in a public school or your kids, and I'm in that public school, I just want to let you know something. And I want my kids to know this. And I want to go down in history as you knowing this, because this is real love. Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Daddy's going to go in and he's going to deal with those assailants. He's going to go in and deal with those that are shooting at innocent people. But on April 20th, 1999, friends, the cops just didn't know what they were up against. What a coincidence. Just didn't know what they were up against, but they wouldn't go in, would they? So now we're being told 18 kids, little kids, are being shot. They were killed. 26 people injured. Can you imagine if someone had been armed on that campus? Now, why we would need arms on a campus in the first place for elementary kids, that should bewilder everybody, yeah? But what would be in somebody's mind to do something like that? This is extreme, and it's senseless. It doesn't make sense. But when you begin to take a look at history and what has taken place in history and who has committed the crimes, it makes perfect sense.
Yep.
It makes perfect sense because there's always a missing element. Why is it? And I'll tell you how they tell on themselves. They always want the guns. They always want the guns, friends. Why do they want the guns?
Rather than justice?
Yeah. Just think. How many times have we heard, just recently as a matter of fact, someone breaking into someone's house and they wanted to kill the homeowners. And so what they do is they pick up a rifle and they shoot the intruder.
Yep.
Saved their life and their family's lives, didn't it? But for some reason, this doesn't work for these European murderers. And that's exactly what they are. These are the same people that advocate the murder of babies in the womb. This is the same administration that wants to make sure there's another doctor there when the baby comes out and wants to make sure the baby's snuffed out. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. What do you call that? And you think he's there to protect you? You have got to be out of your mind, friends. Why does he want your guns? Why is he arming your enemies? Why is he sending tanks to Turkey, friends? Why is he running guns to Benghazi? Tell me. Why is he trying to implement Sharia law, friends? Think. Let's go to Columbine real quick.
On the 10th anniversary of Columbine, on April 29, 2009, CBS News actually came out with an article with the title of Columbine Families Claim Cover-Up During the Shooting. And so what it says is that...
Say that again?
It says that Columbine families are claiming a cover-up of the shooting, the whole issue with the shooting
really?
At Columbine. Yes.
Wow. So I'm sorry we have to wait this long before we actually get the facts, but
yeah.
Where were the conservatives to tell the American people that this was going on? Of course they better. You know, they don't want to be crazed or too conservative.
Yeah. Where were the conservatives on Fast and Furious in the presidential debates? Where were they on Benghazi?
No, where are they today, Jake?
Where are they right now?
Yeah, just pass it. Giving them a pass, aren't they?
Yep.
Go ahead.
It says, the families of five slain Columbine students ask that a federal grand jury investigate their claims that authorities have covered up evidence that one student was killed by police. They quote it, this is an attorney, Barry Arrington, who's representing the family, said, lies have been told beyond any doubt. The only issue is, why are they lying? And it says that Daniel Rorable, he was a little boy. If you remember during the newscast, it showed him laying on the sidewalk, dead outside of the school. He was shot by a police officer, is what the father and of those five other families are claiming.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying is that.
Now, can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be rational for a minute. Why would they claim something like that? Why would they blame the cops? Because I got a lot of friends that are cops, and they're good guys,
mm-hmm.
and I would trust them. Why would these people point their finger at the cop as being responsible for shooting that kid? Why?
Somebody saw something.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. And it says here, it says, Rorbo's father, Brian, claims Denver Police Sergeant Dan O'Shea told the school administrator he feared he might have shot a student and that a sheriff's deputy saw the shooting.
Oh.
O'Shea.
One of his own.
Yep. O'Shea has said he arrived at Columbine after Daniel was shot. So all of a sudden, in public, that's what he's saying. In public, that he wasn't even there until
mm-hmm.
after that boy had died. And it says at a news conference last week, this was obviously in 2009, Brian Rorbo played a tape recording of a voice he identified as Arapahoe County Sheriff's Deputy Jim Taylor describing the shooting. So
mm-hmm.
this is the sheriff who's describing, he's going back in time, and he's describing the shooting as he's seeing it. You could hear glass breaking. This is what the sheriff's deputy is saying, Sheriff Deputy Taylor. He said, you could hear glass breaking. You could see kids running. running everywhere, and that's when I see the boy coming down the sidewalk, you know, and I see him just fall down. So the recording was made without Taylor's knowledge during a March 2000 dinner with Daniel's mother. So then in public, in a December 31st statement, Taylor said he didn't see the shooting and said, well, all I saw was what was on television and in newspapers.
He's reciting what his lawyers told him to say.
And then guess who they're pitching, obviously, this whole thing on?
Uh-huh.
Eric Harris and Dylan Kugel.
Sure.
Over and over and over.
And what's interesting about those two friends, and I brought in dangerous psychotropic drugs.
Yes.
They were on dangerous psychotropic drugs. And guess what? The pharmaceutical companies must have paid the judge for him to put the kibosh on it.
Yep.
Because it was a sealed case. In other words, shut your mouth. Don't say anything outside of this courtroom.
And don't think that they don't. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars per day. They spend more money on marketing than they do on research. They don't even know how the drugs work, so they just have to buy it.
These used to be illegal drugs in the 50s.
Yes, exactly.
So just omit those errors, too, Jake.
The makers of LSD.
If you want to check this out, go to Dr. Ann Blake Tracy. She will give you the whole the whole shebang as to what took place and how she was involved in the court cases and what was going on in the court cases. And so it doesn't come any better than that.
We just had her on the show in November. Your article that just was released on WND talks all about the education system. Where does this philosophy come from that people come into our setting in this country and they don't focus on justice, they focus on social engineering?
Yeah.
Not what the children are being taught in the schools and what would be the product. This child obviously is the product of an education. Somehow, somewhere, he was allowed to see movies, I'm sure, play video games, I'm sure, and then all of a sudden, we're not talking about his psychotropic drugs that he's using, but I'm pretty sure that something like that was happening because nobody in their right mind does something like this without a little assistance.
Oh.
But then they don't point the finger back at those things that cause it. They don't go back and say, well, should we be teaching godly morality in society?
Right.
Now, when things bad happen in a society that they're taught godly morality, justice is always the answer immediately.
Yep.
And it's public justice to put fear in others from never creating the crime again.
Yep. That's right.
And that needs to be talked about, and that needs to be addressed, but that is always the last thing addressed. But it's being addressed right now.
And
right
that's
here.
Forced out if it is addressed.
That's right.
I got a question for you guys really quick. What of Waco? Who is responsible for Waco? Just kind of curious.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, friends. Thank you. What about Ruby Ridge? Who was found out to be behind Ruby Ridge?
The FBI.
Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back in history, and that's just two of a plethora of friends.
Yep.
Let's go back to the Reichstag, back in the 30s with Hitler. No way. He starts a war with the Poles. He's found out to be the one that attacked his own Reichstag. How did he do it? He had to incite the people. There's a lot of this speculation around December 7th, 1941 as well. And friends, even when I went, going to the Arizona, when we were attacked in Pearl Harbor, I was there. And the information that they were sharing with the people is very revealing. And they'd actually brought up the point that I'm bringing up with you right now. Was the administration responsible for what took place? I mean, I don't know if the American people were aware of the fact in December 7th, 1941, that it was your president that actually, and the military that actually disarmed all those planes that were brought under attack by the Japanese. But I don't want to kind of blow that bubble for you neither. But when we were in Hawaii 5 years ago, 6 years ago, they were telling the people all of this stuff. The second time we went back, for some reason, it was completely gone. They whitewashed the whole thing. They weren't telling the people the facts anymore as to what took place.
Was that because it was after 9/11, maybe?
Well, it was right after 9/11. That's right. And that's exactly, that was the point. And why were people, that's right. That's exactly right. But when you look at history, you always find out who's behind it, don't you?
Yep.
Who's behind it? Those that want the guns.
That's right.
That's who it is.
That's telling. What do they go for right away? Is it the justice or is it the guns?
No, guns. And I think that's where people need to really put their focus. When they go for the guns, you know there's something wrong with the situation at hand. Namely, what's going on here. And I guarantee you, we're not there yet, but it's going to come out. And there is some social commies coming out through the state-run media right now saying, we need gun control.
Sure.
And that's what they're going for.
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
That's right. Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back to take these phone calls.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Marty. I'm a big fan. I'm also a disabled veteran. Sons of Liberty is a great way for me to stay on top of what's actually going on in the country. I have a young son, so it's important to me to understand evil is threatening his way of life. I think anyone who lives their life standing firm on morals, values, and integrity would love these guys. It's a great radio show.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Been talking about the shooting where a lone gunman killed 26 people at an elementary school here, including 18 children, at a terrifying early Friday morning shooting spree. And the stories that are coming out, folks, are very conflicting, talking about how he has two guns, handguns, and then it was reported that there was up to 100 shots, and then, oh, mysteriously, here comes the rifle that they needed, a 223 caliber rifle. And now they're saying four weapons in total were recovered from the scene. The motive is not yet known. And when you look behind these kind of crimes, friends, now, if he wouldn't have been shot and killed, I would have had a more open mind as to what's going on. But what we find out is 99.9% of the time, friends, we find out the perpetrators are not the perpetrators. And if they were, they weren't by themselves. Oklahoma City bombing. I mean, should we go on, friends? We know who's behind all of these atrocities committed on the American people, and now we see it happening on a daily basis. I mean, just stop and think for a minute, and we got to take these calls. I've said this 50,000 times, but I need you to get this ingrained in your head and your heart. This administration is trying to disarm you, America. He's trying to implement Sharia law, your enemies. He is arming your enemies through Benghazi. We've seen what he did through Fast and Furious. And somebody, for some reason, is just giving him the pass. And let me tell you who that somebody is. You, the American people.
You're his boss.
You are. And he doesn't know that. And that therein lies the problem right there. And every time they go for the guns, friends, it's very telling. But it's not telling if you're uneducated and you're stupid. And I'm not saying that in a demeaning fashion. You have to be educated, because when you're educated, you can see it for what it is right off the bat. And don't take things for face value. My gosh, people. Don't take it for face value. You see how the state-run media lies to you 24/7. I just talked about the falsified polls and the re-election scam that just took place in America. It's unthinkable. That's right. Remember Mengele? He said the more that we do back in Germany, remember the mass murder, the doctor? He said the more we do to you, you people act like we're not doing it to you.
Mm-hmm. Tell a lie loud enough, long enough. The bigger the lie, the
more
believable it is.
God would send a delusion. Yes.
Because people would say, he would never tell a lie that atrocious. That's insane. That can't be made up.
What stands between the American people and their liberties, friends? Your right to bear arms. Listen to this. David Rockefeller said this. Keep in mind, Obama was overseas right before he became the president of corporate America. And keep in mind what he said. We need a new world order. There is no other way, said Obama. So don't think there's any difference between him and Bush. Same policies, friends. But let me go back here. David Rockefeller said, we are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. This is before 9/11. We were told we were under attack for 10 years. And now we're told by a new administration who's best friends with those enemies that supposedly dropped those two towers.
That's right.
Is that not shocking? I would think it'd be shocking.
Seems like a play.
And this shouldn't work fear in anybody. This should create courage and boldness. And this should open up your eyes as to what's going on in your country.
Because when you see how few of them are actually doing it, that's why it brings up boldness and courage, not fear.
Yeah.
There's so few of them doing this. And a lot of people are hard-pressed to make any stretches to think, wow, could this? There is people like this alive. We're all Christians. We believe there's a God and there's a devil. The devil will do anything he can do to get at God. Yeah. Well, there's people on this earth that are literally possessed by the devil because they give their will over to him. And they see how good things work, like Mr. Rockefeller. Mr. Rockefeller knows it just takes one good crisis. And then pretty soon they see the results of that after they've leveraged that good crisis, like Rahm Emanuel said. Then they say, well, maybe we can help along a crisis for the greater good. And that's what these clowns think like. And there is a lot of them across the world together.
Jake, what did we just expose a week ago? All these mayors, these anti-gunners who are criminals.
Right. That's right.
What, do you expect them to tell you the truth?
Nope.
Let me go back.
It's our source.
The United States government is set to deliver, this is today, friends, 20 advanced fighters and 200 advanced main battle tanks to Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood government. Today, friends.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
These are your enemies. These weapons purchased by American taxpayers when Americans' allies ruled Egypt will still be delivered despite the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood is not only a sworn enemy of America and Israel, but has actually inspired terrorist attacks across the world. Who's supplying them with them, friends?
Yep.
This administration.
Yep. With your money.
With your money. In a time of record deficits, domestic budget cuts, and economic stagnation, we are set to give advanced weapons to a government on the verge of implementing Sharia law in the Middle East's most important Arab country. We'll see what God has to say about that.
All right.
It's not a good place for them. Listen, you can set the world against the apple of God's eye. It's not a good place to put yourself. And how many times do these people need to figure that out? Julie, you got Bradley and Jay calling from North Dakota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling.
Oh, my goodness. When I first found out about the shooting, I was really irritated. And I was having a conversation with these people. And when we all saw the news report, they were like, you know what? They're aiming for our guns. And I said, that's exactly right. They're aiming for propaganda to do gun control. And I was like,
just in time.
What did folks in North Dakota think about that, Julie?
Oh, man, they were annoyed. They were annoyed with the fact that the kids, you know, obviously were killed because
absolutely.
Of this agenda. And number two, they weren't fooled. They were like, yeah, we see right between the lines. And I said, exactly. Yep. And I said, this is why we need to know our Constitution. And also, I was like, you guys need to realize, like, look, they're doing this on purpose. And it's just like, and then Obama is sitting there just quoting, like, on TV how he feels so sorry. And I'm like, you're the one that sits there and orchestrated in the first place. So it's like pretending to tear up and all this other stuff. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And I'm like, oh,
well, speaking of Benghazi, speaking of the facts, where we know he falls guilty to the crimes being committed, we'll hold to those. But as to what took place today in Connecticut, we're still seeing stuff come in. But, friends, I am telling you, look at the absolute timing. Look at the atrocity. They would have never got the dander up of the American people or the rage of the American people had it not been the children.
Yep. And using
you need to look at that. That's what I want you to look at. And again, they're already talking about gun grabbing, and that's where it's very telling. That's where it's very telling, friends.
Is it about the death of the child, or is it about the political philosophy that they carry?
By any means necessary.
That's right.
Right.
Even if it is the death of a child. Right. And folks, they're using the death of these children to exploit and to further their propaganda.
That's right.
It's no different than every single day of the week when Congress gets together and meets, or when the president gets in his little helicopter and flies over Arlington Cemetery. Every day, it's that blood that secured us and kept us and given us liberty. They use that blood. See, this is much bigger than that, and we're accountable to God for that because we become accessories to it. We see it going on. We see it happening. We know it's happening. We don't tolerate it, folks. We don't tolerate it.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to interject, too. Today, I wanted to bring up the fact that Michelle Bachmann was just recently out there. I think it was yesterday or the day prior, blowing the horn that Obama is trying to implement Sharia law into America. And that's what people need to wake up to right now. But I just think it's humorous because how many times have I had these stinking low-life bloggers write about me? But you know what? At the end of the day, Bradley was right.
Mm-hmm.
I told you this is what it was about. For all of you social political battering rams that are being used for this administration, it's about overthrowing you. He's just using you as a political battering ram to only implement a new government. Rest assured, friends.
And you're the first dimwits.
Rest assured.
And you're the first dimwits that they're going to go after and take them out because you're
that's
be
a
evil.
Fact.
Totally.
Communists tell the people. Vladimir Lenin said socialists are used to implement communism, and then the fist comes down on who? The idiots that were used. I don't know how many times I need to say this. Rand Paul released this morning. Gun grabbers around the globe believe that they have made it. You see, only hours after re-election, Barack Obama immediately made a move for gun control. On November 7th, his administration gleefully voted at the UN for a renewed effort to pass the Small Arms Treaty. You and I will only have a few short months to prepare for this battle. Friends, no, it's not time to prepare for the battle. It's time to say that you are done. And impeach these people because you have the right, not only the right, friends, but you have a duty before God to throw off criminals that work for you.
Yes, you do.
As we the people. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time, tomorrow live across the United States and 52 other countries. We love you by what we do. Friends, don't fall to what's going on out there because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Think. Okay. Keep your eyes on the word and the Constitution. You'll know who's lying to you.
And keep your eyes on the blood of those children, folks.
Amen.
Think about them in your prayers.
God bless them.
Consider what we have at stake right here in this country if we don't do the right thing with justice.
Amen. See ya!
The Sons of Liberty.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.